Hello, my name is Ute Beaton, and I will be your teacher for this German Linkword course. You will be presented with words like this. The German for lobster is Hummer. Imagine a lobster with a sense of humor. You should imagine this picture in your mind's eye as vividly as possible until the next word comes in. After you have been given a set of words, you will be tested on what you have learned. Don't worry about not getting all the words right. No one gets all the words right. Just think about the words you do get right. After you have been given a set of words, you will be given some grammar. So by the end of the first section, you will be able to translate some sentences. Now, just relax and enjoy the course. The first words are easy to picture animals. First word. The German for lobster is Hummer. Imagine a lobster with a sense of humor. The German for spider is Spinne. Imagine a spider spinning its web. The German for pig is Schwein. Imagine calling your pet pig a rotten swine. The German for goose is Gans. Imagine gangs of geese going around together. The German for duck is Ente. Imagine a duck entering a room, quacking as it goes. The German for bull is Bulle. Imagine a bull on a German flag. Please note that on this course, if the word for the German and the English are similar or the same, you imagine the word on a German flag. The German for cow is Kuh. Imagine a cow standing on a German flag. The German for midge is Mücke. Imagine being mucky and attracting midges. The German for moth is Motte. Imagine your personal motto is, I like moths. The German for caterpillar is Raupe. Imagine a caterpillar with a rope attached to its middle. Now translate. What is the English for Raupe? Caterpillar. Motte. Moth. Mücke. Midge. Kuh. Cow. Bulle. Bull. Ente. Duck. Gans, Goose, Schwein, Pig, Spinne, Spider, Hummer, Lobster. And now some elementary grammar. In German, each noun or thing can be masculine, feminine, or neuter. If the noun is masculine, the word for the is der. So, der Hummer is the lobster. If the noun is feminine, the word for the is die. So, die Kuh is the cow. If the noun is neuter, the word for the is das. So, das Schwein is the pig. The way you remember genders is to use the same imagery technique that you have just used learning German words. If the word is masculine, always imagine the word interacting with a boxer, a masculine symbol. For example, the gender for lobster is masculine, der Hummer. Imagine a boxer tucking into a meal of lobster. Every time you hear a word with a boxer, you will know the word is masculine. If the gender is feminine, always imagine the word interacting with a beautiful little golden-haired girl. For example, the gender for cow is feminine, die Kuh. Imagine a little girl milking a cow. Every time you see a word interacting with a little girl, you will know the word is feminine. If the gender is neuter, always imagine the word interacting with a blazing fire. For example, the gender for pig is neuter, das Schwein. Imagine a pig being roasted over an open fire. Every time you hear a word interacting with a fire, you will know the word is neuter. Here are the genders of the words you've just learned. The gender of lobster is masculine, der Hummer. Imagine a boxer tucking into a meal of lobster. The gender of spider is feminine, die Spinne. Imagine a little girl frightened by a big spider. The gender of pig is neuter, das Schwein. Imagine a pig being roasted over a fire. The gender of goose is feminine, die Gans. Imagine a little girl carrying a large goose. The gender of duck is feminine, die Ente. Imagine a little girl chasing a group of ducks. The gender of bull is masculine, der Bulle. Imagine a boxer punching a fierce bull. The gender of cow is feminine, die Kuh. Imagine a little girl milking a cow. The gender of midge is feminine, die Mücke. Imagine a little girl swiping at midges. The gender of moth is feminine. Die Motte. Imagine a little girl whacking a moth attached to a light. The gender of caterpillar is feminine. Die Raupe. Imagine a little girl putting caterpillars in a matchbox.